Good evening, everyone. This is Kathy Keating, your Vice President of Shakti Field Communications, and I'd like to welcome you to our Tuesday Shakti 180 support call with Dr. Jamie McManus, our Chairman of Medical Affairs, Health Sciences, and Education. And we have a couple of terrific special guests for you this evening. We're very excited, actually, to have one of our Pure Performance team members, Corey Cogdell, joining us. Corey was a bronze medalist in women's trap shooting at the 2008 Games in Beijing, China. And in 2012, she also competed in trap shooting at the London Games. And she is a big fan, as we all are, of Shakti 180. And you're going to be hearing from her tonight. You're also going to be hearing from another one of our healthy competition winners, actually one of our local business leaders here in Northern California. We're really, really pleased to have Director Vicky Hom join us. Hi, Vicky.
Hi.
But to get us started with a topic about surviving the supermarket and some other things that will help you stay on track in your Shakti 180 journey, we have none other than Dr. Jamie McManus. Hi, Dr. Jamie.
Hey, Kathy, and hello, Shakti family. Great introduction and lead off to our tonight's call, Kathy. Thank you so much for being here as our incredible hostess every week.
Oh, you're welcome. I love being here.
We appreciate that. So, yes, tonight's topic is supermarket survival because at the end of the day, we all have to eat, right? In fact, hopefully you're all loving eating out there and working on eating a lot healthier so that you feel better and have a long and healthy life, because that is for sure what we're all about here at Shakti. And we do have a great lineup, as Kathy has outlined tonight. We have Olympians and all kinds of Shakti superstars, as well as time at the end of this call to hear from you. And that's some of our favorite time, because we really want to hear what's on your mind, hear feedback, and in particular, we want to hear how successful you are being in bringing people onto our Join for 10, In for 10 campaign. 10 pounds can make the start of your journey very successful and very hopeful for you. And it may be actually all you need to do to be at your peak fitness. So we'll be hearing from these our guests here in just a few moments. I thought I would open the call, as we usually do, with a little bit of information before we get to all the inspiration of the call. So, you know, your trips to the supermarket can be all about staying on track, or they can be about sabotaging your success. Clearly, I think we're all in for staying on track and supporting success as opposed to sabotaging our success. So one of the first things I really recommend people do before they go to the store is to start with a list. And you should be looking at your meal plans. I mean, the Shakti 180 program has tons of not only recipes, but also full meal plans. We have 28-day meal plans. We have 7-day meal plans. There's a tremendous amount of information through the mobile app, on the Shakti 180 website, as well as other sources that you may have for great healthy recipes. If you're on the turnaround program, you're doing 2 shakes as a meal replacement for either breakfast and lunch or breakfast and dinner. So you want to be shopping for and preparing 1 good healthy meal and possibly 1 or 2 snacks per day. We have the options of our great Shakti 180 snack bars, but along with that, you may want to have some variety in your snack options, and so you may be shopping for that. So I suggest making very specific and detailed shopping lists, because the worst thing you can do is go wandering in the supermarket. So we're going to be posting a clip that I recorded a year and a half ago or so about supermarket survival, so we'll have some follow-up information for you. But, you know, what we'd like to start with a good plan and a good list. I also recommend not going to the grocery store hungry, because then we, you know, are going to buy something to snack on potentially in the store and or maybe not make the best choices. Think about your grocery store as the healthy stuff is around the perimeter, and the less than healthy options tend to be more in the central part of the store. So we really want you to focus on, I like to start my shopping trip in the produce department, because it is kind of what I build my meals upon are the healthy fruits and vegetables that I'm going to buy in the produce department. A lot of your produce departments now also have some pre-cut vegetables if you're in a rush, or you know you're going to have some challenging nights, long, you may have long work days or family activities going on. So try to incorporate those sort of things into your shopping list. And sometimes those are a little more expensive options. I wouldn't recommend them for every night, but to kind of keep that flexibility open. But really build your shopping trip around the produce aisles. Also in the perimeter, you'll find the bakery department, which can be a sabotage area. May not be a place you want to spend a lot of time, but again, having some healthy grain options is very important as well. So shopping for fresh bread, whole grain bread, looking for organic options. One other comment about the fruits and vegetable aisle, I like to support the organic industry, and we want to minimize our exposure to pesticides and other toxins. So buying organic when you can is always a great idea, as your budget allows. But you probably should all print out the lists, which are available online, of the Clean 15 and the Dirty Dozen. And these are, the Dirty Dozen are the 12 vegetables and fruits that you really always want to buy organic. They're very specific, related to U.S. grown or foreign grown in some particular instances. And the Clean 15 are those that you can buy organic, of course, but that they don't use any bad chemicals, and so you're kind of, a little less compelled to buy organic of the Clean 15. Also around the perimeter, you'll find fresh, sustainable seafood, organic free-range poultry options. Look for low-fat protein options where possible, and or those that are not necessarily low-fat but high in omega-3s, such as salmon, wild-caught, sustainably caught, kind of options to go for. Try to avoid or minimize going to the snack aisle, and unless you're having a party, there's really not necessarily a lot of things there other than, again, have a list. Know that you're going for almonds that are unsalted, plain almonds. Those are great snacks. They're also very dense, so you don't need large amounts of them. And in fact, they now, a lot of the almond and some of the nut options come in 100-calorie packages. Those are good things to consider. Stick with your list, follow your meal plan, and watch for that video clip. Again, our program builds a great foundation for you and takes some of the guesswork out, especially as you're helping people get started. If they, that's really why the whole meal replacement option works so well for weight management, and why so many people, including the two ladies on the call tonight, have been so successful incorporating the Shaklee 180 products and programs into their lives, is it takes out some of the choice that we have and makes it much easier to reduce your calories, but yet not compromise on nutrition, not compromise on energy, vitality, and overall health. And that's how we designed the Shaklee 180 program. That's how we formulated the products to be able to provide you with the nutrition you need for powering you through your day such that you can stay on track and be successful at reducing your calories in a healthful fashion such that you, lose that first 10 pounds or second 10 pounds or last 10 pounds that you're going for successfully, healthfully, and feeling great the entire time. So with that, I think I'm going to, I think because we have two very dynamic ladies on the call tonight, I want to give them plenty of time to be able to share with us their particular story. You've heard a little bit about our first guest, who is a multiple-time Olympian, bronze medalist in 2008, trap shooter, originally from the great state of Alaska to our north, kind of a cold area, cold state, I guess probably one of our coldest states. She now lives in Colorado, largely because of her Olympic career, but also because she's a newlywed and newly married to a Denver Bronco football player. She struggled with her weight much of her life and is going to talk about that a little bit tonight. Many of you have met her, if not in person. She was on stage with us during the 2012 London Games as our wonderful anchor and hostess of the broadcast from London with our Olympians. And so please welcome to the call, Ms. Corey Cogdell.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, Corey. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on tonight. It's a pleasure to be here with you guys.
Absolutely. So everyone, you know, I think would love to hear not only how you came to Shackley, why you trust Shackley so much, and how important that is to you for your life as well as for your career, and just, you know, how much the products have, you know, changed your life.
Well, thank you. Well, first I want to start off by just telling everyone a little bit more about myself. As Dr. Jamie said, I'm originally from Alaska. I got involved with the shooting sports when I was a little girl. My dad was an avid outdoorsman, so I grew up hunting and fishing with him. And I was very fortunate to get involved with a local 4-H program. I got involved with my local shooting sports. When I was in high school, I realized that shooting was an Olympic sport and decided that I really wanted to pursue that. So after I graduated high school, I moved down to Texas to try and pursue that dream. And after just about a year, I was invited to come and live at the Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs, and that's how I kind of got placed in Colorado. After about 2 years of competing, I made my first Olympic team and was very blessed to win a bronze medal in 2008. My involvement with Shackley started before the 2012 Olympic team selection. Actually, one of my fellow peer performance teammates, Eli Bremer, introduced me to Shackley, and he started telling me about, you know, all the different products that they had, really focusing on the fact that Shackley has such a good history of purity and potency in their products. And as an Olympic athlete, that's something that we're very concerned about. We're always very concerned about the purity of the products because we do go under such a rigorous drug testing protocol. So in 2012, I started with some of the Shackley 180 products and the multivitamins. And, you know, I always go into everything pretty skeptically, and I just really wanted to go in kind of with, you know, a keen eye on what the products were all about. I started researching them and was really impressed with just the history of the company and how the products are made, and that really gained my trust in the company initially. So I started out taking the 180 product about 6 months before the 2012 Olympic trials. And by the time the trials had hit, I had lost about 10 pounds. And as someone that had struggled with their weight their whole life, this was kind of really remarkable to me because ever since I was a little girl, you know, I've struggled with my weight. My mom unfortunately passed away when I was quite young, and like many people that kind of struggle with loss, I ended up turning to food and became, you know, very kind of stagnant and didn't exercise and, you know, started eating and just really struggled for many, many years with my weight. And so, you know, to lose 10 pounds, even though it was, you know, through a longer period of time, it was something that I felt like was going to be sustainable for me. And so I've been using the products for over 3 years now, and I still use the 180 products on a daily basis. They've helped me lose weight. They've helped me maintain weight. And, you know, I've definitely struggled still going up and down, but the one thing that I really love about the 180 products is that because I know they work, I feel like I can always go back to them as a good base to restart that diet plan and make it not so much a diet plan, but it's now just more part of my lifestyle. So, you know, that's one of the things that I love the most is that, you know, you see all these fad diets out there and everyone's trying to go on a new diet. Well, with this, you know, I don't look at it so much as a diet. It's more of just a lifestyle plan for me. And I found really fun ways to incorporate it in my lifestyle other than, you know, just putting in a shake. I make protein pancakes with it and add it to my oatmeal in the morning after a workout and, you know, add it to different meals to really supplement my nutrition, especially when I'm traveling. It's really hard sometimes when we travel overseas to find good sources of protein, especially that you know, can know and trust that it's safe and going to be healthy for you.
And Corey, you're about to head out in the World Cup season here. You're going to be in Mexico and Middle East and Asia and all over the place. And I know you've also been on stage with me in China. So when we can't even understand the language, it's good to have some familiarity, right, of things we know what we're getting.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's plenty of times where I've gone to a country where every restaurant I went to, I was like, oh, what's that? I don't know that I want to eat that. So it's always a really good feeling to know that you have a good source of protein and, you know, have those snack bars and, you know, something that you can just fall back on and that's easy and convenient and you know what is in your food, especially when you're traveling overseas and competing.
And being drug tested.
Yes, absolutely. Being drug tested, too. I mean, I've gone to countries where they said don't eat beef because, you know, they put different steroids in them and, you know, you could test positive for, you know, different things just by eating, you know, the wrong foods overseas. So that's something that we're really aware of as well, is just the normal foods that we eat maybe overseas aren't regulated like they are in the U.S.
Right, exactly. Talk a little bit, Corey, about how this has helped you with your workouts and your actual sports performance.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think that for any sport, you know, you definitely want to be in the best shape you can. Shooting is not as rigorous physically, which can sometimes be a downfall because we really have to, you know, fit in our physical exercise on top of our technical training. So, you know, the 180 program has really helped me maintain a healthy lifestyle while I'm training because it's not the physical exercise is on top of my technical training. And so that's something that's really helped, you know, free up some of my time because I have, you know, something healthy to always go to. During my training, you know, after I'm done shooting, I go right to the gym. You know, I mix up my shake before I go into the gym, finish that as I'm going throughout my workout, you know, have a good little snack bar afterwards before I hit dinner. So it's just really been a huge time saver for me, as well as it's just, you know, made me feel more energized. I can go and have a shake in the morning and I'm not starving 2 hours later while I'm in the middle of training. It's something that sustains me until I have time to go eat lunch or make another shake. So it's been a huge time saver, which is amazing.
Plus, I would imagine, you know, the kind of the mental clarity and the focus that you have to have for your sport is quite intense. I mean, it's true of many sports, but very key for you. And good nutrition plays a great role in that. Are there other products that you incorporate along with your 180 products?
Absolutely. Well, like you were saying, the nutrition is a huge part of mental clarity, and especially keeping your blood sugar at a constant level, it really affects our mental clarity and just our intensity of, you know, how we can focus our eyes and that kind of thing. I do use the stress relief complex. I love that. You know, we're very under a lot of pressure, of course, all the time, and I take my multivitamin. I take my Women's Balance Complex. I try and take as many of the products I can, you know, just because I know any product that I take is going to be beneficial to me from Shaklee. So you really can't go wrong.
There you go. There you go. Wonderful. And then how's it going with getting the rest of those Denver Broncos on some good products?
Well, I've actually been working on them. My husband loves the pain relief complex. He pretty much takes that religiously, as well as the joint complex. That's something that I've been able to get him on. And he has a really hard time remembering to take vitamins and pills and whatnot. But, you know, when he says he notices a difference in the way he feels, and, you know, he's a defensive lineman, so he's a big guy. He's, you know, 6'5", 305 pounds, and he takes a real beating on his joints just from, you know, having to carry that kind of weight and the kind of, you know, beating that they go through practice. So, you know, for him to say he notices a big difference when he's taking that pain relief complex and the joint complex, I mean, that definitely speaks wonders to me.
Oh, for sure. And I would imagine those would be his favorite product, being a defensive lineman.
Yes, they are. He's in a lot of pain all the time.
Oh, bless his heart. Bless his heart.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for being on the call. I know you're going to stay with us in case anybody has any questions for you at the end.
Absolutely.
And we really wish you great luck and great success heading for the next Olympics and, in particular, coming up with your World Cup competitions.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for having me on.
Absolutely. Now, let's switch gears just a little bit from primary focus on the fabulous products, all of our Shackley products, doing such a great job for people's health and well-being and helping fuel whatever their desires and interests and pursuits are. We also have, as Kathy said at the top of the hour, one of our Shackley superstars, one of our, in fact, first healthy competition winners from the very first round of healthy competition, who was on stage, has been on stage with me at least once or twice, and lives here in Central California, is actually joining us here in the room tonight in Pleasanton. And again, someone who has struggled with weight her entire life, but no more, because now she has a way to feel controlled, balanced, and in power in her life. So thank you so much for joining us tonight, Vicki Holm.
Hi, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
So share a little bit about how you got started with Shackley 180 and your great product results, and then I know we've chatted about how great the products and programs have been for you in really kind of reaching out to other people.
Yeah, well, my Shackley story began the summer of 2012. I had lost 90 pounds and came to the realization that the reason I was at my doctor's office every week, physical therapy every week, chiropractor 3 to 4 times a week, was simply because my low-fat, low-carb, lean protein, fruit and veggie diet was not providing enough nutrition. It was really shocking to me about that. And when I realized that it was nutrition, I called a girlfriend that I had known used Shackley in her home when she was a kid and now was a master coordinator. And I started using some of the products. I had memory failure, complete exhaustion where it was impossible to stay awake, random nausea throughout my day, hair loss, not me saying, you know, lots of women complain that their hair is falling out. My doctor was confirming that this was a problem, and started using Shackley Nutrition and started to get better and was using 180, lost another 46 pounds and actually won the healthy competition, which is crazy, I tell you. What an experience. All-expense-paid trip to Nashville where I got to keep the clothes and the jewelry, car and driver to and from the airport, lovely trip down the Cumberland River. I don't think that they do that in San Francisco.
We have different treats in San Francisco.
But it was an amazing experience where people are treating you like you're, you know, famous celebrity. It's still happening when I walk in the building today. So it's an ongoing thing. But, you know, all of those symptoms cleared up with the simple use of proper nutrition. And once I was able to have a clear head, and honestly, I know that the Shackley 180 was the main thing that really started to get my head clear again when I started to use it regularly as a meal fill-in. Because in the beginning, I wasn't concerned so much about a shake diet. I thought I had it with the lean, you know, using food for healing like you're supposed to. So the using 180 once, twice, three times a day, because I did work out quite heavily, really changed my life.
Well, you look like a new person, that's for sure. I mean, when we see you in, you know, 3 years ago and or 10 years ago, and then look at you today. I think you've rolled back the hands of time at least 10, 15 years, Vicki.
I'm pretty sure that's true. I definitely felt like an old person before. I was so incapable, so often, physically, just not able to do so much that it was like being an old person.
And I know that you are building a Shackley business, and that you've really found that talking to people, not so much about buying a product, but really about, you know, how to get on a pathway to a healthier lifestyle is really working for you. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, I had a rough year with rotator cuff surgery, and I'm not at my healthy competition weight. And when this challenge came up, I knew I was going to be in for 10. and I thought, you know, what I really wanted was a support group. I love having people around me. And when I just said, you know, I'd put on weight this year and I need to get off 10 pounds, you know, almost everybody around me was saying the same thing. And I said, you know, I want to do a support group. Would you like to do it? And they would say, you know, I don't know about buying something. And I said, you know, it's okay. It's not really what it's about. It's about staying motivated to keep this up. And that's what I like to do, be a motivator. You know, would you be willing to, you know, let me send you texts? And I, you know, was very, you know, clear about the parameters of that, how often they would be receiving something. And I just said, you know, I will send out something daily every day to remind you to keep your head in the game. Weekly, we kind of touch base, get weights. And monthly, I like to have a luncheon where everybody comes and chats. And it's nice to have that camaraderie come together. And it has been amazing response. Especially in the beginning when I started, there wasn't a day when at least two people didn't ask to come on. And then it slowed down, and it slowed down to about once a day. And today when I was looking at my newsletter list, it's up to 29. So,
wow. That's just since the beginning of the year?
Yeah.
That's fabulous, Vicki. 29 new people on a healthier pathway. That's wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been amazing of something to have watched. The whole time I've been doing this, this is the kind of thing that I wanted to try to do, and I really didn't know how to go about it. And when this challenge came up, it just all fell into place. It's been fabulous.
So you got you're getting your 10 pounds off.
Yeah, I'm working at that right as we speak. I actually came in tonight with my 180 smoothie. It's mostly water right now, but I was drinking it.
That's why you sound so focused and clear.
That's right.
That's fabulous. So you're obviously a great example of ongoing commitment in the fact that, you know, we don't always follow a perfect pathway, and that we're going to have, you know, missteps, things happen. You had an injury. You're dealing with that with a lot of pain and the recovery from that. And so a few pounds can creep back on, and what do? You just get back on the wagon, and you get back on track, and you invite 29 people to join you on that path, which is great. You got a budding business here going on.
Yeah, it's really fabulous, and from a business perspective, it's been really nice because it's been helping teach me how to connect with people more personally and personably. How to get them to engage without being concerned that I'm a salesperson, they're feeling engaged and empowered to go ahead and ask questions. As a result, they're getting to see who I am and what I stand for and why I would choose this company and these products. They're getting exposed to something that I really didn't have a way to share with them before.
That's fabulous. Well, we're very happy to, you know, have this campaign going on, and hopefully there, you know, we're hearing from lots of people out there like you who are utilizing this as a way to kind of jumpstart things and for themselves personally as well as for others. So thank you so much for, you know, telling us about that. You when we talked earlier, you also talked about the fact that, know, you're kind of using the free membership, and people are pretty excited about the fact that you can offer them a free membership.
Yeah, that's been one of the ideas that I had. When I find someone who's really engaged and their heart really is in it, that sometimes I can figure out a way to, you know, gift them a membership, and then they can have a member center where they can see more tools to help them.
More tools, more inspirational stories, more information, the kind of getting the substance of the company. Which is
right, and I think it's easier when you have your own member center to start to peruse what the products are, what do they say, what do they do.
Sure, absolutely. That's great. Well, and you're also a great inspiration for all of those potential healthy competition winners out there. So I know Nancy is also, Nancy Baldwin, our marketing director, is working with us in all things 180, as well as many other things in Shackley, and has been a part of Shackley for a number of years. We won't tell how many years, Nancy, unless you want to. But why don't you and Vicki talk a little bit about what people have to do to join the healthy competition or enter the healthy competition?
Thank you, Dr. Jamie. Well, I'd be happy to announce in another week or so, I will have been starting my 35th year with Shackley. So.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
You were in the kindergarten relocation program, right?
I like to think I probably wasn't even around when I started.
Certainly don't look like it.
She was the prenatal program.
Prenatal program, exactly. That's the one. But it's been a great journey, and I'm so excited to talk about the healthy competition. It's been such a wonderful part of my career here at Shackley, not only being involved in the healthy competition, but very inspired by the people that have won the healthy competition, not only because of the weight lost by everyone, but also because of their stories, their life transformations that have really occurred. And when Vicki talks about it's really a lifestyle change, that's really what I have found from all of the healthy competition winners. And I know that losing weight is always first and foremost. People want their clothes to fit better. They want to look better. But it is amazing that what can really happen in your life when, you know, even just a simple 10-pound weight loss, how that can just totally inspire you to do things that you probably never thought possible. One of those would be entering the healthy competition. The healthy competition, Vicki's cheering over here. It's a wonderful incentive tool to use with your group to have them enter. This year, the trip will be to San Francisco. It is really just a hands-down wonderful trip. It will be 5 days, 4 nights. And a lot of people have been sort of a little confused on this because they said, oh, I entered before and I didn't win. It is open to anyone that entered before and did not win. So even if you entered previously, this is a new qualification period. Please send in your before and after pictures and your story again. That does not mean you're disqualified. We'd love to see your story, hear your story, and count you in for that. It's a wonderful incentive. I can't speak highly enough about it. I always have a great time with being around the people that have won. Their stories are truly inspirational. It inspired me to get on the program, and I'm loving it and loving meeting everyone. So I hope that anyone listening will go ahead and submit and encourage people in their support groups and infertens to go ahead and submit. It doesn't have to be a huge amount of weight loss, but we do want to hear the Shackley 180 story, and we would love to award this wonderful prize.
And we're also wanting to hear how the In for 10 campaign is going. Help us set the record.
The In for 10 campaign is taking off. I mean, last week we had a lot of people on the call that just absolutely loved the campaign. They said the In for 10 is really great, because they are able to really start a conversation. In for 10 is just an easy way to get people in and start talking about a lifestyle change. So the campaign's going well. I'm still not getting a lot of people submitting their worksheets. And goodness knows, from the few that I've talked to, including Vicki, who's kind of chuckling over here, that life is very busy. I get it. And with these support groups, and you're really trying to be all things to everyone, you know, I'm not meaning to put you on the fly here, but, you know, I just know that everyone is busy, and if you could just jot down kind of the weight lost in your group and everything, send it on in on a weekly basis or, you know, even just once a month, but really a weekly basis. We want to start tallying these up, and I just know that from all of the products and kits that we've sold, that there's only a few that really a very small percentage that are actually submitting. So I know that there's big groups out there. I see it going on Facebook and lots of support, and I love seeing the pictures and hearing these amazing stories of transformation that are taking place each and every day. So if you could just submit those forms to me, I will be on this end looking for them.
Thank you so much, Nancy, and thanks to everyone on the call tonight. And I think, Kathy, it's probably time to let everyone know how to participate in the Q&A portion.
Okay, great. Yeah, this is the time that we get to hear from you, and it's a lot of fun when we get to hear from as many of you as we heard last week. That was awesome. So if you have a question for any of our speakers tonight, if you have a situation or a scenario you want to share, if you have a challenge, if you have a success, we want to hear from you. And the way to do that is to press 1 on your touch tone phone and just press it 1 time, not 2 times. Press 2 times, it'll go right back out of the queue. You don't want to do that. I just want to point out that in the meantime, over the last couple of weeks, we have been posting turnaround talk videos on Shackley TV. So if you haven't visited Shackley TV in a while, I really want to suggest that you do that. For those of you who are supporting groups, these are great videos to share with people who are on the journey, because they just address pretty much every aspect of the journey and what you would need to know in order to be successful in your weight loss. We have the video we just talked about, which is the supermarket survival video. We have The Power of a Buddy, Understanding Emotions and Their Impact on Your Eating, Breakfast Matters, focus on making sure that breakfast is, in fact, the most important meal of the day and that you you abide by that, and all kinds of interesting and really helpful and supportive tips from Dr. Jamie, and we will continue to post them. And they have their own place on Shackley.tv now. There's a subcategory called Weight Management Education. Just click on that link, and you'll find them right away. And it looks like we've got a question from Sally Cheston. Hi, Sally, you there?
I'm here. Thank you for taking my question. Great call. My question concerns the healthy competition. I think I'm a bit confused as far as the deadline when this information should be submitted. For some reason, I thought it had ended, like January or February 31st.
Oh,
that's why we talk about it, Sally,
yeah.
So you can know that, no, it has not ended.
Great question, Sally. The actual deadline for the healthy competition is March 31st. So I would encourage everyone not to necessarily wait until March 31st. Go ahead and start getting those entries in. If there's an update, then resubmit, you know, if there's more progress. Would love to see any and all entries. But the healthy competition started in June, and it goes through March 31st. So we're sort of in our final last, you know, month and a half of the healthy competition, and so I need to see some entries. And that is a great question. I'm so happy that you ask it.
Well, what was it that ended? Deadline was like January 31st.
Oh, the promotion, Sally. We had a couple of promotions involving Shackley 180 products when you joined with a Shackley 180 kit.
Okay.
There was a free box of meal bars associated. That ended January 31st.
Okay. Just the confusion. Okay, thank you.
That's okay. And so far, Sally's the only one in our queue. So if you have a question or if you've just been holding back a little bit, just press 1 on your touchtone phone and let us know, and we'd love to have you join the conversation. And we do have another hand that just came up, but And I'll tell you who that is in just a moment. Our wonderful operator, Shane, who has worked with me for, I don't know how long, maybe.
For a long time. We've been doing calls for years.
I know. We did the health sciences calls with Shane. And okay, we have Steve Bennett with us. Hi, Steve. How's it going? Steve
question
Bennett.
For you.
There he is.
You guys. Am I there?
Okay, now I can hear you.
Okay. I've got a question. A couple of the people in my group are setting their goals on their apps, and the app is not accepting the goal that they're choosing to insert. Mm-hmm. Is there a limit to the amount of weight loss they can put in when they set their goal?
Yes, Steve, it's Dr. Jamie, and it's basically set in, you know, there are certain parameters because we don't want people to be able to set a goal of losing 50 pounds in a month, you know, sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some parameters that have been built in. Occasionally there are some hiccups with that. So they're basically set up to be somewhere between 1 and 2 pounds a week over whatever time frame you're setting up. So whether that's, 12 weeks, oftentimes it's a 12-week program. So that's how the basic parameters were built into the app. So if it's not even taking that much weight loss as a goal, then let us know. You can send something into medical affairs, and we'll see if we can work with somebody in the marketing, internet marketing area that's working with the app, and see if we can troubleshoot with you.
Yeah, great. Because, it was like only a few pounds, and then I could not figure out where we had made a mistake in that. So we'll email you on the person. Maybe you can look into their app on their page.
We'll get somebody to call them and try to work through that with them.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. Other than that, hey, I'm a big believer in this program. It's working great for us.
I know it is. You got your own success story going.
Yes.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Okay, let's hear next from Gloria Kuczynski. Hi, Gloria.
Hi. I am a longtime Shackley user, but new as a business builder. And I am going to be starting a 180 group. So we're a little bit late, say, on the lose pretend, but it doesn't matter. But the deadline for the healthy competition, now I'm assuming that begins again. So the encouragement there, am I right in assuming that will repeat itself for next year? And does that competition begin in June?
Gloria, this is Nancy, and the healthy competition has not been officially set for next year, so it would be safe to assume that, but that is not something that we can confirm right now. So I would go ahead with your group. It's not too late to start this in for 10. I am so glad you're getting your group going, and now would be the time to enter the healthy competition. Make sure they take before pictures. And, as close to March 31st, go ahead and take those after pictures and submit the story.
Yeah, and, I want to say this, Gloria. I think it's important to keep in mind with the healthy competition, it's not a contest of how much weight you lose.
Right. Correct.
So if your concern is that, maybe there's not enough time to lose 30 pounds or 50 pounds or 80 or 90 pounds or something like that, I wouldn't be so concerned about that. We've had some winners of the healthy competition that have really been more like lean and healthy stories. There are people who've managed to really kind of tone and become leaner and healthier through the program, and it's really the quality of the story that wins the day in the healthy competition.
That's it.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, and that's the way I look at it as well.
Right.
Very good.
You guys still have a nice amount of time to get your group going and get in and get those submissions in for the healthy competition.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Fabulous.
Good luck, Gloria, and it's great to hear that you have started working on your own Shackley business. Congratulations. We look forward to supporting you in every way.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Good night.
Good night. Okay, let's hear next from Aaron Gottschalk. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, Aaron.
You guys- Is that Vicky? Hi, Vicky.
Hi.
I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Oh. Good to hear you.
Yeah, it's good to hear you, too. I want to give one emphasis on the importance of having a buddy in the system. Well, not necessarily system, but lifestyle. Just having somebody there to encourage you on and on. And I think we can see that, especially Vicky, when we were up backstage, we were all cheering each other on. So I think having a buddy is really a helpful tool to get the goal in mind. When I started my turnaround, it was basically me. I wish I would have had someone there to push me out when I started. So now that I've continued throughout my journey, I've learned the importance of having a buddy. I mean, I'm at the gym every night with my friends. I'm always encouraging people to go with others. I mean, I'm training others in the gym constantly. And I said it last week with the Fitbit. Last week, Janine was on. And I can tell you this past week, we've been in nothing but competition with each other, trying to get the most steps. So if you guys are on the Fitbit, if you can find me, add me, because I am in competition to outbeat. So, yeah, definitely having a buddy there is helping. And, yeah, just having fun with it. Like Janine and I, we're always going back and forth, encouraging others to beat us. And I'm happy to say, sorry, Janine, I'm still winning. But yeah, I just want to give that emphasis. And from a healthy competition standpoint, enter your story, because you never know. It could be you next up on the stage. You know, I encourage everyone just to enter, because, you know, you never know. Your story could be picked next. Shackley's not looking for a supermodel or a superstar. We're looking for average people who made a difference in their lives and are ready to make a difference in others' lives as well. A lot of people, I want to give a shout-out to my friend Victoria, if you guys follow me on Facebook. She's done an amazing job over the past, I don't even know how long she's been doing, a month, something like that. But she's been really ongoing, and she's got friends that are just supportive of her. And seeing the Shackley family especially support her and all of my friends throughout their beginning of their journey is huge, especially because they're younger. We're the younger generation, and we need support. So I just want to give an emphasis on that.
Yeah, so starting it out in exactly the right way, Aaron.
Yeah, fabulous. The group support has been, that's the thing that I believe in the most as well, and I think that you know, a nicer, kinder, more generous group of people there are not than there are in Shackley. We really, truly do like to help people, and that's why the group thing works so well for us, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, supportive competition. And that's essentially what the healthy competition is a supportive competition.
Yes.
You know, I'm not competing against Vicky. I may be competing against Janine for steps, but, you know.
Pretty clear on
I know Janine will be calling me again later tonight going, oh, boy.
Well, congratulations to Vicky, and nice job supporting your friends and leading them in a path on to a healthier life, Aaron.
Thank you.
You just continue to amaze and inspire us.
Awesome.
Awesome job, Aaron. Thank you again for calling in and with your continued inspiration.
No problem. I plan to be on every week as long as my schedule will allow.
We love to hear that.
To it.
Love that kid.
Okay, my friends, we have come to the end of our time and the end of our queue, and I just want to thank Corey for being on the call. What an amazing story. What an inspiration. We really look forward to seeing her again in the upcoming Summer Games. And Dr. Jamie, do you want to say anything else to close out?
Well, I just want to thank everyone for sharing their stories and their how inspired they are to help others lead a healthier life or get on a pathway to a healthier life. And just encourage everyone out there who's listening and who listens into our archive broadcast to just step out of your comfort zone just a little bit, because we have the opportunity to change people's lives just by sharing the fact that we're sharing what we're doing, and that may inspire someone to say, well, wow, tell me a little bit more about that. So just thanks for everyone's hard work, and thank you, Kathy and Nancy and Vicki and Corey, and everyone who shared something on the call tonight. We'll look forward to seeing you next week.
Okay, everyone, have a great Shackley week, and we'll see you next Tuesday.